Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Aisha Torah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image in the Self-Image of Others. Chapter 29. Add the word yet whenever you think about what you can't yet do. Yet is a small little word of three letters, but it's powerful because there's a big difference between saying, I can't do that. I don't know that. And saying, I can't do that yet. I don't know that yet. When you add the word yet into your conversations, you add the word yet in your own mind about yourself, you're telling yourself a message. There are many things that yet I can't do. I will be able to. I'll learn it. I'm going to gain it. I'm going to gain that knowledge. I'll gain that skills. I'll be able to do it. So instead of saying, I don't know, always say, I don't know yet, if it's important. If it's not important, okay, you don't know it yet, then you don't know it. But if having that word yet added to your thinking process means skills and talents and abilities are all there and they're going to be something that you'll be able to grow in and develop in more and more and more. So the word yet, sometimes when I've spoken to people about adding the word yet, they say, well, it sounds a little strange to say yet. One person that said that to me came back about a week later and he said to me, you know, he suggested to me to use the word yet. I don't know that yet. I can't do that yet. And I thought, how can I say that? It sounds so strange. Then I noticed there's a person that I know well, and he used this language. He kept saying, I don't know yet. I can't do that yet. I hadn't noticed it before. And once I noticed it now, I saw, wow, he does that a lot. And it just didn't register. It sounded very normal. It sounded all right. And so add the word yet into your thinking. It opens up the possibilities in your own mind, and it adds to your confidence. Because it's a big difference versus, well, I don't know that, or, oh, I can't do that. It's a lot different. I don't know that yet. As you talk with confidence, your self-image grows, because having self-confidence and positive self-image go together. So the word yet added to your vocabulary is always a reminder, oh, I'm going to keep becoming more. I'm going to know more, accomplish more. So every time you add the word yet, you'll find your self-image becoming bigger and greater. And what yet don't you know? What yet can't you do that you'd like to do? Then you'll find yourself gaining more knowledge, gaining more wisdom, getting more skills, accomplishing more.